ओम शांति। दिस मॉर्निंग व्हेन द नेम ऑफ द टॉपिक वाज अनाउंस्ड आई वाज सो हैप्पी। इट वाज सेड अटेंशन alert and all-rounder. So I was thinking 3A, attention, alert and all-rounder. So 3A, and if we turn the A to other side, it becomes a victory, V. As soon as I heard these words, I felt that all of Baba's children and all of you are already the victorious one. Baba always reminds us that victory is our birthright. Baba is our backbone. And also, these three words reminded me, as Shiv Jayanti is coming very close, and we say Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. But Baba says, my children are also Trimurti. Baba says that we have three forms. One is we are Brahmins. Second is that we are an angels. And the third is we are the one worship worthy goddesses. So after listening these three words, it was giving the experience that we are the victorious one, we are worship worthy ones, and people are looking for us. They want to have a vision of Baba's children in different forms, in two Brahmins, the angels, as well as gods and goddesses. As Baba has given us so many titles, and what Baba wants from us, and what we have to do in our Brahmin life. So whenever we say that we have to pay attention on self, whenever the word comes, attention, and that also reminds us what we have to do, on which subject we have to pay attention, and what kind of attention is needed in Brahmin life. So whenever we say attention, Baba has drawn our attention to our inner self. Baba has also drawn our attention towards our home, supreme abode, as well as to our new world, and also to the relations which we have with Baba, and relations with Brahmin family, and about our task in this confluence is, and about our stage of perfection. So when Baba has drawn our attention, so now what we have to do it, while our attention is diverted, why our attention is not concentrated, and what is the reason that our attention is not according to the time, place, circumstances, and different situations. I was thinking, when we become Baba's children, we are sustained with great love. Baba gives us so much beyond our expectations. We never thought we will have such a big family. Baba will be sustaining us every day, and we will meeting Baba in a personal way, face to face. Baba is talking to us. We are enjoying the company of Baba. People in the world, if they want to meet God, they adopt so many efforts, hard efforts. They do so much bhakti, and they spend years and years, and they spend half of their life only to have a vision, 1 second vision of God. But we Baba's children are so fortunate, without any effort, without doing anything, while leading a natural life, very simple life, very common life, which no one can understand, that we are having not only vision, we are sitting face to face. We are chatting with God, we are enjoying, we are laughing, we are like friends. So such a beautiful scene and beautiful experiences. So when Baba gives us so much to us, we become careless. We don't have the realization. We don't give so much value what Baba is giving to us. So when we don't have the realization, we don't give the value, we don't respect ourselves, and don't respect what Baba is giving to us, then what happens? Our attention turns into tension. The world 80, it becomes separate. And then the tension comes. Why I'm adopting this Brahman life? It is too much for me. How can we live such life? And we have spent whole life. How long we have to go in this Brahman life? There is a lot of work I can't do. So this is self-created tension. With our self-imaginary thoughts. So when the self-created tension is there, and self-created thoughts are there, our attention becomes loose. There becomes a leakage. And because of the leakage, whatever sustenance we are getting from Baba, and whatever treasures Baba is giving to us, and Baba is fulfilling our apron with all the blessings, we are sustained by the blessings. On the one side, the blessings are coming in our lap, and on the other side, because of the leakage, it is going away. So that is why our attention is divided, and it is drawn to the limited world, it is drawn to the limited achievement, and it is drawn to the limited human beings or the perishable things. so our attention is drawn. For this, what Baba tells us, what we have to do it, for attaining the stage of attention, and to pay attention all the time in our life, what are the method and what are the tips which we have to keep in front of us, then only our attention will be in right track. The first step is that we should have this consciousness which we had in the beginning of our Brahmin life, that we belong to Baba. I belong to such an highest authority to whom the whole world is remembering, to whom people remember for achievement. They are chanting mantras, they are calling, they are singing songs, they are doing lot of bhakti, they are doing so much. But we are so fortunate. Every day Baba is giving us so much in our Brahmin life. So we should have that consciousness, that realization, so much happiness and that feeling, the loveful feeling for Baba. Few days ago I was talking to one of the brothers. So I was mentioning that we have to pay attention on knowledge and yoga. And that brother said, what do you mean by, I have so much love for Baba, I have this in, I do yoga, I listen Murli. I said that does not mean, like we see dadis, we know Baba. Baba knew that he is going to achieve a status of Narayana. He will become perfect. His part is fixed. And our dadis, they have so much knowledge, like Dadi Janki. She is like an ocean of knowledge. She has so much knowledge, but still she pays attention on yoga, on study, on time, and on service, giving to others. So why she pays when she is already doing this, when she has become an embodiment of that, like Mamma, Baba, Dadis, they are perfect. They have everything. But still, they are making more efforts than us. So I was churning on that. Why they are making more efforts than us? The reason is that they have the value of time. They have value of Baba's love. They have the value of Baba's coming. They have the value of Baba's meeting. They have the value of this conference aid. And they think whatever time is there, we should do for self, do for others. So they have so much attention on that. So our efforts still are like children. You know, in the children, when you give them something, they take it and run away. After 10 minutes, they will come back. We need this. And they will take it, they will become so happy, they will run away from the home. Then play here and there, and then they will come. I need this. The mom gives something, and they are so intoxicated, they don't know what more they have to get it. They are happy with little bit thing. They ask for something, you give something else. Okay, you take this today, tomorrow I will give you this. They will say, okay, tomorrow we'll get it. So with the little thing, they become happy. But what we do, Baba also visualizes, watches from the top and looks at the children, what my children are doing. Baba says, I have opened my all the treasures, but children come, take little thing and run away. And after a few days they come, Baba, I don't have this thing, what should I do, I don't need, I am looking for this. Then they find something and then take it, they say, this is enough, today I have done enough yoga. Today I did enough service, or I will think after 1 week. Today I gave so much knowledge, this is enough for me. So that means our efforts are like limited effort, like the children are playing. We have not become matured in the path of knowledge, in the path of understanding, in the path of Brahmin life. So Baba says, according to the time, we have to become mature, sensible, responsible and sincere about our efforts. And I can see this morning time is, because since morning you are doing so much listening this and that. And when we sit here, sometimes this time we become little more relaxed. Sometimes the goddesses of sleep comes and takes children to here and there. So you can also pay attention if someone is attracted towards the goddess of sleep and likes to go near the goddess of sleep, you can awake them. Okay? Is it all right? Can you wave your hand? So that it becomes so. Okay, so now we come to again our topic. So I was talking about the attention. So attention, what attention we pay attention? Why Baba has given us this subject? Because Baba has given us a goal. When we have goal in front of us, our destination in front of us, or some target in front of us, our attention automatically is concentrated on the destination, on the goal, or on the target. This story in Indian scriptures, once Arjuna was taught to hit the arrow to such and such target. And there was one tree. On that tree there was one plastic sparrow. And when his guru was teaching him, and he told him that you have to hit on the eyes of that plastic sparrow. So he said, what are you looking? He said, I'm seeing a big tree. He said, no. Concentrate again. And after a few minutes he said, now what can you see? He said, tree is there, the branches are there, so many branches are there. He said, no, again you concentrate. Then he asked, what are you looking? Can you see? What is that? He said, there is a sparrow. Near the sparrow, there are some other branches. There is a round shape. In that round shape, sparrow is there, round shape is there. He said, no, you have to make more efforts. Again, you concentrate. And then he asked, what are you looking? He said, sparrow is there. Okay, I will shoot there, I will hit there. He said, no. Where you have to hit, can you see that? He said, sparrow is there, I can shoot the sparrow, doesn't matter. He said, no. What you have to do is make more effort. And one day he became so upset. He said, every day he's telling me, what are you looking? Can you see this? He said, from tomorrow I'm not going to make effort. He said, okay, this is the last time you can see. And in the end he asked, can you see it? What is it? He said, yes, I can see the eyes of the sparrow. He said, this is the now you can, and throw the arrow.
So Baba says, Baba has given us the target, Baba has given us the goal, Baba has shown us the destination, and Baba has told us that what is your perfection state. We keep on chanting mantra, we have to become like angels, we are going to the golden age world, we will become prince and princess over there, we will enjoy them. Our targets are in front of us. Our goal is also in front of us. But our concentration is not on the target. This is the difference between us and Baba and Mama's efforts. Baba made the effort. Even in this Brahmin life, he has to achieve the stage of an angel. Baba walked like angel, and in his last days, whenever Baba was doing all kinds of the task, our dadis, our seniors, they always narrate, they were getting the reflection, they were getting the experience that Baba has achieved the stage of an angel. Like on flag hoisting ceremony, Dadis and Brother Nibir was mentioning, Gulzar Dadi also mentioned, Brahma Baba, after Amritvela Yoga, Baba used to come in the courtyard, and Baba was walking like an angel. I was there at that time. So many Brahmins, and we used to walk with Baba, and from the office, and Baba used to come close to my office, and then used to stand on the steps of our offices, and Baba used to give such a powerful drishti, and I remember that experience. And we were getting that love. Once or twice I also got the experience that the rays of light are coming from Baba's eye, and those rays came to us, and then those rays became bigger and bigger, and they were spreading, and those rays were going so fast, like reaching to the whole world. And what Baba did, at that time Baba had so many responsibilities, so many children were there. I remember at that time, we had a very big group of Kumaris. And Baba used to encourage the Kumaris, used to pay a lot of attention on the Kumaris. And he said, these Kumaris, they can do miracles. They can glorify Baba. They can give Baba's message in the whole world. And there's so many other groups were there. Children were there. Kumaris were there. Brothers and sisters were there. So many children were there. But Baba was acting like an angel. Baba was like a guide, lighthouse. And I also got the experience, Baba is like a might house. So Baba's attention was not only on self. His attention was on the children, on the service, on the future world, as well as on the people of the whole world. Why? Because Baba knew that he is the responsible to change the world. So not only Baba is responsible, with Baba, we Baba's children are the responsible for the transformation of this old world, for the transformation of our old sanskar, to transform ourselves
and to establish the new world. So when we are responsible, when some responsibility is given to any person, you all are very much experienced, whether you're living in the center, whether you're living in family life, whether you are given a responsibility to do this job, like someone is giving the responsibility to do the work for the children, someone is given the responsibility to look after the account of the center, and someone is given the responsibility to maintain this particular place in the center, or to look after an office, or so many responsibilities are there. So when the responsibilities are given to you, you check yourself. How much attention is drawn to your responsibilities? Early in the morning after Murli class, everyone say, oh, let me go, let me do this task. Someone is calling, you say, no, I have to do this task because my sister has given me this responsibility. I have to finish my task today. So how much we are attentive on our task? You all are experienced. Is it all right? Sure? What happens? For example, I give you this work that you have to hand over this thing to such and such person. And that will remind you 2-3 times, sister has given me this thing, I have to hand over this thing to that such and such person. So you are concentrated, your mind is concentrated on the task. So now what task Baba has given to us? The task is that to transform your old sanskar. Another task is that to lead a godly life. The third task is that to give Baba's message to others. The fourth task is that we have to become an angel. And another task is that Baba says to glorify Baba. So when we have this feeling that Baba has given us so many responsibilities, I have to pay attention, not to pay attention, it automatically goes and it automatically works. And second step is that when someone is given a high seat, high position, high status, or any kind of the title, so that person always lives in that consciousness. As Baba mentions in the Murli, there is a prince and princess. Even in India we see there are so many prince and princes, ex-king and queen. They are now ordinary persons. But they had that status. Whenever we meet, we say, oh, that and such person belong to high family, royal families, and he is the ex-prince of this state, he is the ex-king of such and such place, and there is one brother, he is a BK brother, every year he comes here for service, and he belonged to royal families, but he has become Baba's child. So when he comes here, he does all kinds of the services. One day he was looking after the Om Shanti Bhavan, cleaning this and setting the table, chair and everything, he was doing that. But when he goes back to his village, because he belonged to that state, and once a year, the people of that village worship him, and he is in that dress, he sits on the horse, and he rides the horse, and people are worshipping him. So he was telling his experience. And I asked him, why you are doing this task?
He said, now I got the real consciousness, real realization that I belong to Baba, that we belong to that family, God, we were deities. So I'm so happy that in this iron aged world, we have that relation, we have that status. So once a year, that brother is being worshipped by the people of that village, and he was leading such a very ordinary life. So what he said, when he goes there, he lives in that consciousness. But when he comes here, he's like a Baba's child. See the difference. Baba says, I have given you the seed. The seed is self-respect. The seed is self-consciousness. Live your own stage. The seed of that, Baba has given so many titles, that you are the highest of the all highest authority. And Baba says, you are the yogi, the pure one. And yogi is called next to God. So you are close to God, you are close to Baba. Baba says, you are the one going to show the vision of you in the whole world. Like yesterday, in trance message, Baba showed a beautiful scene, which I narrated in Panda Bhavan. And Baba showed there was a big heart, very big stage of heart. And there were so many models were there, idols were there. And some idols were like that, someone's hand was shaking, and someone's legs were like active, and someone, the crown was shining, so like that. So Baba said that Baba has given, and Baba wants to make the children like an example. Baba wants to make them example, that means they should achieve the stage of perfection. Example means the unique. Example means something special. Baba wants to give all the specialities, but children, they don't use all the specialities. Some are using this power, another one is using another power, another one is using another power. So what Baba wants from us? He wants to make us to achieve the stage of perfection. I was telling one another example and story a few days ago. Once what happened, there was one trance messenger. She went in trance, and as soon as she went, and there was a curtain, and she asked from Baba, Baba, what is behind this curtain? Baba said, okay, you will see later. She said, Baba, open this curtain. I want to see what is behind the curtain. Baba said, Baba is not going to open this curtain now, later. But she was so curious, she wanted to see immediately. She was insisting, Baba, open it, please open it. Baba said, okay, daughter, you are telling this, okay, I open it. As soon as the curtain was open, and all the gods and goddesses, we and you, all were there, and we were decorating ourselves, and someone's crown was the other side, they put the crown, someone's crown was big, was not fitting in a proper, and someone's, the ornaments were like running here and there, not fit, and someone was wearing half ornaments, and half decorated, not half, and after seeing such a scene, she started to laugh. Baba said, why are you laughing? She said, Baba, they look different. Half are decorated and half are not decorated. And they are not fully well settled. And someone's leg is this side, and they were not like in the real position. And she started to laugh. And then Baba said, why Baba was not going to open the curtain? And that is why my children are still behind the curtain. And now, what we are doing, if we check ourselves, whether we are fully decorated, whether we are still behind the curtain, whether we are looking for the things we have to fill in ourselves, whether we are calling Baba, Baba come, please give me this. So we have not achieved that stage. That is why people in the world, still they don't have that realization that they are the ruler of the new world. They are our gods and goddesses. We have worshipped them in bhakti. We come in front of them in a simple form. Not that our stage. Like Baba says, when you walk, when you go, you become like a living, the real, the moving museums. Baba tells us to become like moving museums. In our museum, we have beautiful pictures. Have you seen your beautiful pictures in your museum, in the mirror? We have beautiful pictures of self. Sometimes the picture is so much intoxicating, so beautiful. Sometimes the picture is like that. It looks different. Even we don't like to see that. We are looking different. So Baba says, if you want to have the real attention for this, self-introspection is needed. Self-introspection, that is, we have to keep Baba in front of us like a mirror. We have to check ourselves. With Baba, how Baba made all kinds of the efforts in his life. Since morning till night, Baba's attention was on each and every effort. Baba used to tell, if his one thought is diverted somewhere, immediately Baba used to check and again used to bring that thought towards Baba's love. So mirror is Brahma Baba. And with that mirror, we can check ourselves and pay attention on self. What more is needed? What we have to delete? And the second word was, that is alert. And how can we achieve the stage of being alert in our Brahmin life? So those who are alert, what are their qualities and what action they adopt? So Baba says that to achieve the stage of being an alert, Baba says always remind yourself that you are the warrior in this Brahmin life, in this confluence age, in this Sangam Yuga. You know the stage of the warrior? Warriors are always in the battlefield. They won't say, why I'm far from my family? They have that consciousness. They have the acceptance. They have the realization that we are in the battlefield So I have to live here. I have to make the enemy defeat. And I have to pay attention. The enemy should not enter to our place, to our province, to our state, to our this land. So they are very much alert and attentive. Warrior will never say, I was sleeping, that was the reason the enemy came. I was looking that side, but enemy came behind. Warrior means he has to look all round. He has to look front, he has to look left and right, back, every side. You know how the warriors stand? Sometimes the big VIPs come here for the program, like Prime Minister comes here or any other big authority comes here. There is one policeman all the time, a bodyguard all the time with that VIP. Have you seen that? The minister is giving the lecture and bodyguard is standing behind him. And what he is doing? His eyes, if you see his eyes are moving. Sometime here, sometime top, sometime this side, turn left and right. Even while standing, his eyes are moving behind. He is not turning his face. He is standing very straight, like a policeman, very straight, strict. But he is looking behind, catching the vibration, catching the feeling through his eyes. So how much alert he is there, because he knows that he is on the duty. Baba says that we children are fighting with Maya. Maya is nothing. Maya is like a paper tiger. But we have become overconscious of Maya. Oh, Maya has come, what should I do? Maya has come, what should I do? All the time. This time morning Maya came, I slept. Then Maya came, I didn't come in Murli class. Then Maya came, I missed the Murli. Today I spoke this word because Maya came. So instead of remembering Baba, we keep on chanting the mantra of Maya, Maya, Maya. So we have become conscious of Maya. So Baba says, don't become conscious of Maya. Maya comes in front of you to touch your feet. Maya wants to give his whole kingdom to you. But by listening the word of Maya, we start running and running, running. We keep on running and running. And there is a story for children. Once what happened, there were few children and they were living in one of the village. And as soon as they were listening the name of the elephant has come, elephant has come. And they were running and running, elephant has come, oh, too big, elephant is too big, elephant is too big. And they said, too big, too big. The man said, why are you running from there? He said, too big. Elephant, he can hit us, we want to run from. He said, why don't you see in that way? It is too big, you can see very clearly. If you want to hit, you can hit it. Instead of seeing that, why you are running? Why you are afraid? And they change their consciousness. And then they were enjoying. So when Maya comes in a bigger way, Baba says, if Maya comes in a bigger way, you are so fortunate, you can get the realization this Maya has come. But when Maya comes in a subtle way, at that time, we don't have the realization. In one of the Murli Baba was telling that it is so easy to break the iron chains. When there are the golden chains, diamond chains are there, it becomes difficult. Baba says, the golden chains, the diamond chains are there. We have achieved everything. Why should we make so much effort? All are not going to become a king. Okay, whatever status Baba is giving, that is all right for me.
or we will say, if I have a role in drama, I will do it. Okay, forget about it. I don't have time. How can I do so much service? So what we have done, we have made little change. And we are binding ourselves in all kinds of the chains. And after some time, we say, Baba, I can't fly. What can I do? I'm tied up. I try to make effort. I do morning yoga. I do all kinds of services. I don't say any wrong word to any person. I listen to everything. I listen to the direction of Dadis. Do everything. But still my efforts are not good. So, because we are not alert, we are not accurate, we are not following accurate method in our Brahmin life, then what happens? We create a big line, big queue of complaints. Such and such person has the sport of such and such dadi. Dadis give so much love to such and such sister. That is why they are going ahead. Such have such a good background. Such, this sister does not have any job. So she can do everything. I don't have job. I have so much job. How can I do this? This person has a fortune. So we have a very big list of, endless list of excuses. The list of fortune, then we say luck, then we say money, then we say sport, then we say their time, their job. So many big lists we make and we keep ourselves away from the effort of accuracy. Baba says, why you make this list? Brahma Baba never made that list. Baba said, even those who came late in Gyan, they can go ahead. The seats are not fixed. Only two seats are fixed, rest are not fixed. You can keep on running, you can make efforts, you can achieve the stage. Sometimes some brothers and sisters used to say, even now they also tell, we did not get the fortune to meet Brahma Baba. You got the fortune. We did not see Brahma Baba. But you are so fortunate that Baba is sustaining you. Baba is holding your hand. Baba is taking you to the highest stage. Baba is your backbone. Baba is your guide. And you are under the canopy of Baba's love and Baba's protection. So we are so fortunate. And another method Baba has told, if you say that we came late in Gyan, but Baba says, Baba gives 25% extra marks to those who came late in this knowledge. Do you have 25% extra marks or not? Those who feel that they have 25% extra marks, please raise your hand. Sure? And those who have not raised the hand, what do you feel? So you have with you 25% extra mark? Okay. I tell you, you all have, but you have to keep it, you have to take it. For example, you are going to the shopping center. In the shopping center it is written 25% concession. You read the board and you read it and go ahead. You got a 25% concession or not? Those who will go inside, buy something, then only they will get 25% concession. And those who have not bought anything, and how they will get the concession?
100%, 100% empty. Because they didn't get anything. So Baba says, Baba has given, Baba has kept, everything is there. If we are not connecting our love, connection with Baba, so 25% extra marks are there, it has not come to us. And it has not reached to us. So we are happy with this sentence that Baba is giving 25% extra marks. And it is true, it is guaranteed. But the thing is there, we have not taken, it has not come to our hand. So why it has not come to us? Our attention is drawn to the attraction. I tell you one story about this. Once what happened, there was one boy. And his father left the body and he left so much money because he was a little child. And a friend of his father looked after his soul, everything, property and everything. And when he was grown up, and that friend came to that boy, he said, your father left this thing, this and that for you. And one day you come to me, okay, we remember Baba, then we continue this one. Okay. So his father's friend called him that your father left something for you, come and take your things. So he went to his father's friend and that man gave him his property and this and that thing. Then he told that I have some other thing and there's a magic place and I show you and you can go inside and within 2 hours and whatever you like, because I also want to give you something. And whatever you like, and you can take as much as you want. So he went there, and as soon as he went inside, there was beautiful things. And whatever things he got from his father's property, he was carrying with him in one of the bag. And by seeing those beautiful things, what he did, he left that bag on the gate of that magic place. Inside he went. He looked one thing, was so much attracted. Then he saw there were beautiful things to eat. The beautiful decoration was there. He was looking and looking, he became so much attracted to those things. So he was spending and the other person was with him. He said, okay, now time is finishing, only 10 minutes left. Whatever you want to take, take it. Only 10 minutes left. He said, wait, 10 minutes are there. There is a lot of time, I will take a lot of things. Then he became so attracted, then he said, 5 minutes left. Within 5 minutes, whatever you want to take, take it. Otherwise, you can't take it. And when the time is finished, you will be out of this place. Otherwise, you cannot take. He said, 5 minutes, let me see more attractive thing. So he was thinking, looking, 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 and the time finished. And when time finished, the direction came from top. Come out, you can't take anything, time finished. As soon as he came, he was empty-handed. Even the property he got from his father's, that was kept inside because that magic place was like that, it closed. So why I told this story? Baba says, Baba has opened all the treasures of knowledge, powers, values, qualities, virtues for self-decoration, for self-empowerment. But what we do, we always think, oh, there is a time. We will do it tomorrow. I will make my effort. Because Baba has kept, no? We can take any time. But when, if we don't use the things, the properties, according to the time, there is no use. And if we use those things after the time, we cannot achieve. Like the cricket player go for cricket match. So they are playing. And there are some players are very good. But at the time of that, if they could not get the run, they are out. They are concentrating on ball, they are catching on the, concentrating on catching the ball, they are concentrating on throwing the ball, hitting the ball, making run, they are running, they are so much intoxicated, their attention is concentrated fully on the ground, on the ball, on batting, on catching. So Baba says, if we are enthusiastic in our Brahmin life, whether in the field of yoga, whether for self-transformation, or doing the service of others, giving blessing to others, we never feel lazy, we never feel that we don't have the things, we automatically keep on gaining and gaining and gaining, and we get so much. Otherwise, we have seen, we have so many complaints. Baba says, my children, they become the advocate. They talk to Baba, Baba, you have to do this task for me. They talk to Baba, they remind to Baba, Baba, you told us that you will give to us, Baba, today you give me power, Baba, you give me this, Baba, I want this, you gave us promise that you will take us to. Baba says, I am fulfilling my all the promises, but you don't have the realization of time, you don't have the realization of your consciousness, and you don't pay attention on that. So now the third world comes, that is called all-rounder. When we talk about all-rounder, normally we think all-rounder means to give the lecture, all-rounder means to keep on running, sustaining the, giving knowledge, looking after the center. These are also qualities of self. These qualities are needed in the Brahmin life because we, Baba says that we have to live with the Brahmin. Without Brahmins, we cannot live in this world. As soon as we go in the other world, after 1 or 2 days, we feel empty. We feel something is missing. For example, you go to another place for a lokik job for 1 day, for 8 days, for a few days. And at that time, what we feel? I did not go to the center. I did not read the Murli. Let me see one Brahmin. As soon as we see one Brahmin, our blood starts moving. We feel so intoxicated. Even though when we see one person is crossing, and we see we have gone to unknown place, one car crossed, there is Shiva Baba's sticker is there, one BK is going. We don't know who is going there. We know that this car is going, Shiva Baba's sticker is there, that means BK is going. And then we see someone house there, so Shiva Baba's flag is there, oh, Baba's flag is there. Okay. So it is good, no? All rounder. So now the Baba has shown practical way. So Baba says, those who are all rounder, they will be very happy. And they will maintain stage of intoxication. They will be very relaxed. And they will be very energetic. And they will become an example in front of us. And if we are not all-rounded, we always get the consciousness of fear.
How can I do this? What can I do this? I'm used to only this service. Like Daddy is telling me, do this, I can't do this. How can I do this? I can't make efforts. So all-rounder means to develop our inner mental state. To have all the time pure thought, good wishes for self, good wishes for others. And those who want to maintain a stage of all-rounder, they are happy at every situation, whether the situation is favorable or reverse or in a different way. Like Mama and Baba. When Baba established this yagya, and Brahma Baba always tells the story how the people were defaming, how the people became against, and they were telling so many things. And Baba knew that whatever is going on, that is going best for future. If they have not defamed, if they have not created the problems, if they have not acted in that way, Baba's yagya and Baba's children won't have become strong. And that was the reason they became detached from their families. They were becoming strong and strong inside. And the foundation of the yagya became very strong. And they became more and more strict in the principles of BK life. So Baba never said, why this is going on? Baba was enjoying, Baba was relaxed, and Baba knew what is going on future. So what happened, those who are all-rounder, they are not affected by different kinds of the situation. So in our Brahmin life, those who are all-rounder, today I got one responsibility giving the lecture, next day the sister is not giving, then it affects on our stage. They don't respect us, how much work I do, don't understand I can do this, why this responsibility is given, why they are not giving this, why should do, and they don't pay attention on us. So what happens? We are not understanding the real situation. In the beginning of yagya, Baba used to give one duty to one day, to one person. Another day he will say, no, you can't do this work, you have to do another work. Why Baba gave this? Why Baba played this trick? Baba wanted to make the children perfect in all subjects. Once what happened, Dadis tell their stories. Once there was a little girl and Baba told all sisters and brothers, okay, today she will play a part of Dadi. So everyone has to sell. She is the controller of the yagya, little girl. And everyone, those who are the seniors, everyone has to go to her. Okay, what we have to do today? And she was guiding. She was giving direction. Today you have to clean this. Today you have to go and wash the clothes and go there. So even the seniors who never clean the utensils, and that girl is giving direction to Mama, Baba, Dadis and to all the seniors that you have to do this task. And they went. They followed her directions. Why Baba did this? Baba said, they should not have this consciousness that I belong to this. This is Baba's yagya. Baba has given the responsibilities. We are only instruments. And there are some other services we have to learn. And we can develop more ways to do the service in a right way. So in the beginning we get the feeling. We don't understanding. So Baba says all rounder means to be happy in all kinds of the situation. All rounder means, for example, today I become sick, physically sick. And those who have done lot of service, I see so many old sisters, mothers, when they come, they have done so much in their life. Like so many mothers, they come here from India. In the beginning of Yagya and centers, they have done lot of services, like physical services, with money, with going one place to another place, lot they have done. So now their body has become old. They can't walk. They don't have so much. All the time they are having this consciousness. I can't do service. What should I do? I did so much. I can't do. What should I do? So what will happen to me? So they have become over-conscious of that. That I can't do service. Baba has given the other way. If your body is not working, your mind is working. You can do more service through your mind. This is a practical example Baba has shown. Baba tells us in the Murli, once Baba said, and Baba also did it in a practical way. Once in one of the Murli, Baba said, if someone is sick, doesn't matter. You bring your bed, sleep in the class, listen Baba's Murli, do yoga, enjoy Baba's company. And it was done. Once one sister was sick and they brought her in the class. She was lying down in the class and listening Baba's Murli. And why Baba did this? Baba wanted to teach the children, if anything happens, but inside you have so much, you can do service through your mind. You can do service. You can give a vision of your stage of perfection. You can show the vision of an angel, whosoever comes in front of you. You can say few words of blessings. If you can't do anything, you can give one piece of toli. If that you cannot do, you can say Om Shanti. Even Om Shanti by smiling face, that will also one kind of such. So Baba says, all-rounder means that pure thoughts in mind, pure vision, that is, have pure vision inside. And see to others with loveful drishti. As soon as see to others with loveful drishti, within 1 second, they will also have that vision. Like children used to come in front of Mama and Baba. When they used to come in front of Mama and Baba, they were sitting. Baba said nothing. As soon as they were looking at Baba, they were getting the vision. Now we go to Dadi. As soon as we see Dadi, Dadi doesn't speak to each and everyone. With her blessed hand, she gives the rays of blessings to us. But we don't know how many blessings we are achieving. We sit near Dadi and we automatically get blessing. You must have seen this when you go to service field and people meet you and they sit with you and they like to spend more and more time with you. Why? Sometimes some outsider people, they narrate their experiences. As soon as we come sit close to you, we get the feeling that some purity, the pure vibration the lightness, the happiness. Why? Because we have inner consciousness. Then Baba says, we have to pay attention on our words and thought. So for this, what we have to remember, there is one slogan I saw somewhere, watch. Have you read this slogan? Watch. You know, those who want to become alert, attentive, and all-rounder, they always keep the wristwatch. You have a wristwatch? Those who are wearing wristwatch, raise your hand. Okay, you have? Because I have to reach in time, I will look at the time all the time. What is the time? So they walk according to the time. If the 5 minutes are left, they will keep on running, because 5 minutes are left. So they walk according to the watch. So Baba has also given us a beautiful watch. And we have to keep that watch all the time with us. So that is, watch your words. Okay? Then A is meant for watch your action. Then T is meant for watch your thoughts. And C is meant for watch your character. And H is meant for watch your humility, watch your humbleness, humility, or watch your height. You know, can you watch your height? Can you look at your height or not? Height means our high status. You know, when we are in the field of, when some people go for, because I belong to sports field, so I'm talking about that. When they go to sports field and when they go for test, and normally they look at their height. How big is that? How is his health? And how is height? And they look at their height. And according to the height, they can judge in which game and which sport they can be more qualified. More normally we see, like Australian people, they are very tall. In some places, some are young, but they are energetic inside. So Baba says, we Baba's children have to remember one word, height. Height, for Brahmins, height means that Baba has given such high seat, high position. We are on the high level. We were on high stage. We are on the high stage. We will become the highest of the whole world, and we will become the ruler of the new world. So we have to watch our height, means our high position, elevated stage. Our outlook should be elevated, high, pure, and humble. And height comes, then H means is high position. E is meant for equality. Baba says, you are equal to me. And without you, I cannot do anything. Baba says, I come for you. I talk to my children. Without my children, I don't talk to other people. I talk to my children. I remember one of the story. I was in Madhuban in 1968. I came to see Baba. I spent a lot of time with Sakar Baba. So at that time, a few guests came. They said they wanted to see the guru of this institution. Normally they think the guru is there. But we never say guru. Baba is our father and we are his children. When this message was given to Baba, that some people have come, someone family has come, and they say they want to see the guru of this institution, Baba said, Guru, I won't meet them. And I was there. And Baba said, give the message. Baba meets only to the children. And that family was very good. And then we explained to him, that family, that we don't have a guru, he is like a father. And those who understand this knowledge, and they can meet. They had a very deep desire to meet Baba. They said, okay, and we want to meet. But then we said that you have to attend course, this and that. So that family came for 7 days. And they attended the course. And I was given duty to look after that family. So I was looking after that family. And they were so much intoxicated. And they took knowledge and they understood knowledge in a complete way, in a proper way. And when they came to Baba, and Baba was so happy. And Baba gave so many blessings. And there was one little child with them. When the little child came, what Baba did? Baba gave Toli in one hand of that child. And the little child had two small, 4 or 5 pieces. And then Baba gave more another hand. The both hands were full. And then Baba gave few more. And child was so happy. I said, Baba is giving to me more and more. And then Baba gave few more to put in her pocket. And parents were so happy. They said, this is the real feeling of Father. And we got the vision that He is our real Father. And that family became so happy. If they had come before Gyan, having a vision of Baba, that was like a bhakta. But they got the feeling of relationship. So Baba says, you are equal to me. You get the high status. Baba says, you children go to the golden age world. You go there, you rule the world, but at that time you forget me. In one of the Murli, Baba was complaining to the children. You children become so selfish. When you go to the golden age world, you forget me. You don't call me, you don't invite me. Well, then what we did? Once what we did, we make a big invitation letter and send to Baba. Baba, this is an invitation for you. You should come to golden age world. Then what Baba said? Baba said, okay, children have sent an invitation letter to me. Okay, it has reached to me. But according to drama, Baba cannot come to the golden age world. My best wishes are there. Let my children enjoy. So see how much we laugh with Baba. We play with Baba. We talk with Baba. We sit with Baba. You know, Manohar Dadi, she tells one of the story. Once, Manohar Dadi, what she did, I don't know whether you know about this story or not, and her Lokik sister, she was also in Gyan. Her Lokik, she was strong, Manohar Dadi was strong, she's strong, and her Lokik sister was little delicate, and her parents took her back. And they took her back, and they wanted to do marriage of her Lokik sister. One day Manohar Dadi, she made a fun with Baba. And her Lokik sister came to see Baba after marriage because they became close. And she wear the colored dresses and put in all the ornaments. And then the message was sent to Baba that the sister of Manohar Dadi has come to see Baba. And she is in that Lokik dress. Baba said, okay, send her here. So she was in that dress. As soon as she came in front of Baba, she acted like her sister. Baba didn't know that. She said, Baba, I went there, I didn't like him. But she couldn't control. And Baba was talking to her like to her sister. After a few seconds, she started to laugh. Baba said, oh, sweet daughter, you play with Baba. Baba said, okay, you can play with Baba. You cannot go anywhere. And we are friends. So like that, they used to play with Baba. They used to sit with Baba, enjoy with Baba. So Baba said, this is the family. And in family, you are equal to me. Enjoy Baba's company. So if we tell the stories of one step, what we did with Baba and what Baba did with the children, that gives us the feeling we are the highest one. Then come I. And Baba was very strict. Baba used to tell, you enjoy, pay attention to yoga, but be introverted. And churn on knowledge. Get the experience of Baba's company. And Baba taught us, by showing an example, how to become introverted. And we have seen, and our dadis also tell, in the last days of his being, attaining the stage of an angelic state, while talking to the children, within few seconds, Baba is sitting here, and it was looking like Baba is not here. Baba is listening, and he was on the above of that talk. So Baba taught, while walking, be introverted. So when we become introverted, we can restore our energies, we can make best use of our inner powers, and we can understand ourselves in a better way, and we can take the maximum from time and from situations. Then G comes. G is meant for, Baba says, you should always be goal-oriented. Without goal, if you do any task, you spend more time, more energy, no profit. Sometimes we sit, people are going, once what happened, people were running and running. Someone asked, where are you going? Once what happened, there was a, like rumor happened, this happened. You know, sometimes we read in the newspaper so much, there was a rumor, the bomb is there. So one person says, and the whole people start running. And after that they come to know nothing is there. And so once there was one cat make the noise and people said something happened. One person ran and all people ran. And after that when they came to know that it was nothing was there. So once what happened, people were running. And someone asked, where are you going? They said, we don't know. Where are you going? We don't know. Then he asked for other person, where are you going? He said, they are running. We thought something happened. We are running. And he asked from the first person, where are you going? He said, I thought, let me run. And he thought, let me run, and people are running after him. Without any purpose, without any destination, without any goal, and they are running after the person. So what we are doing, without any goal, and without any destination, if we make efforts, we make more efforts, no achievement. And that is why, in the knowledge I've seen, the Baba's method, so unique, so practical, in a real way, Baba has given the goal, the destination, the target, everyday target. Every day we listen Murli, every day one slogan, every day blessings, the target for our Brahmin life, future target, and what we are going to become. So Baba has kept the target, the goals in front of us, and we should make our efforts. Our efforts should become goal-oriented. And then comes H. Baba says, always enjoy that you are the highest one. Baba has given us a high throne. Baba always takes us to his heart throne. Baba says, you sit on my heart throne. This throne is such a highest throne, no one can snatch, no one can take this throne from you. Even Maya, even human being, no one can take that throne. And always sit on high throne, enjoy Baba's company. Om Shanti. So two titles. One is height. Always check your height. Keep watch with you. And enjoy. Be alert, active, and all-rounder. Om Shanti.